Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Mr. Evans in the house. Nick's here. Nick's got a couple shows this week. Where are you at, Nick?
Yes, I'll be at Nebraska Brewing Company in Omaha tomorrow night, Friday night, and the Gold Slipper in Dunlap, Iowa, Saturday. And then Barleycorn's in Wichita, Friday, October 1st.
For our T95 crowd, make sure you support Nick down there. Support the show and go see Nick. He quit his day job for you people.
Nick, I'm impressed. You've got all those dates, and they're in your head. You don't have them written down
anywhere.
I know.
Yeah.
I've been thinking, there's been nights where I'd spend a lot of time during the day trying to book shows.
Yeah.
And there's been times, like, waiting for the calendar to fill in. Like, right. I've literally woken up in the middle of the night and been like, oh, God, October 2nd, October 16th, the 20th. Like,
yeah.
Just the ones that stick out.
Got it.
All right. Or,
that's a far cry from, I recall a time when Colleen had to call here, and we're supposed to remind you that you have a gig tonight.
Yeah, well, that was a secondary gig at the time.
Yeah. Now it's his gig. It's a lot less to juggle now.
Yeah, there's even a little less. What time's the show?
Eight? What time's the show with the brewer and the brewery priest?
I'm pretty sure that's eight.
Eight. And it's Nebraska Brewing Company. They're the ones that drop off our beer.
I love them.
Yeah.
I love them.
We do. Oh. Looking at September beer holidays. Apparently here in a couple of days, Oktoberfest begins in Munich, Germany on the 18th.
Nice.
It's a long way to fly to drink a bunch of booze, but I'd do it.
You could just roll over.
Yeah.
And drink a bunch of booze.
Or just find a tent somewhere in a city near you that features Bavarian days and do the same
something
thing.
Something like that.
Yeah, because to me it looks like they're all... Now, listen, I'd like to see Germany. I'd like to see any of those places. But when they show Germany, it's always like this big, huge tent with everybody in there drinking beer. I'm thinking, I can find that in any Polish neighborhood in the world, you know?
Yeah, I think people, cool. When they travel to Germany, also do other things.
But they don't, not for this. I see people go out there just
that's
for Oktoberfest.
They,
yeah. they just go, they go sit there and drink.
Pack up the lederhosen.
Yep. Grab the old ladies.
It does sound like fun.
Oh, yeah, I can drive 30 minutes and find a snow fence somewhere.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. But I'd rather do it in Germany. Of course I would, yeah. I tweeted something out where beer was a winner the other day. I'm trying to what the story was.
Most of them.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I said, beer wins again, and I can't remember what the story was, but I will find it here. We were off for a while there, so go ahead, Craig. If I find it, I'll
I was thinking
know.
About being off for a while.
Right.
While appearing on the Oregonian columnist John Canzano's podcast.
Here it is, beer wins again. A North Carolina brewery bans church from sharing their parking lot over refusal to wear mask. So there's a brewery that shares a big parking lot with a church, but it's the brewery's parking lot. So the dumbass church says no mask, where we blood of Christ is our vaccine, that kind of crap. Mm-hmm. So the brewery said you can't use our parking lot on Sundays.
Good.
Yeah, that was a story.
That's the religion.
And beer wins again.
So they're persecuting Christians.
Beer wins again. That's it, too. Yes.
Yeah. So the religion is dumbass.
Dumbass, right.
All right.
Yeah. When you read The Blood of Christ is My Vaccine, it's not. Right, Craig?
That is correct.
You're the Jesus guy. All right. Which is a low bar on this show.
It really is.
I say you are a Jesus guy.
You had religious people in your family.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, you do. And you're the one that says this.
No, I don't. I just don't.
Sounds like you.
No, it doesn't.
I love that this brewery just blocked off their parking lot and everybody shows up there. Martha, they can't park there anymore. Why? Because our church is a bunch of idiots.
In Oregon, the head coach of Portland State, their football program, yeah. Bruce Barnum.
Mm-hmm. Powerhouse.
He wants people to go to their ball games.
Portland's not a state, by the way.
So in an effort to help fill the 7,600-seat
you just get a donor.
Stadium.
You get a donor.
At Portland
buy
State.
Buy the tickets and say it's sold out, and then idiots believe it.
The coach, Bruce Barnum, says that if you go to his ball game this weekend, he'll buy your beer.
Well,
yeah.
For the whole stadium?
Beer.
Like the one?
See, that one I don't know. However, he says he was on this
just the one.
Podcast.
That's something yeah. we'd say. Right. Just the one?
Only one beer?
He says, I've got to get people to see these kids. He says he likes his team. Now, this is their first home game. They're 0-2 already. And both Oregon and Oregon State are playing at home. So he's got some real competition here to get people to show up at his ball game. He says that if you just go up and say, I heard Barney on the BFT, I imagine that's the, you know, whatever podcast he was on, right, at the Barney Beer Garden, I'll buy your beer. He says, I'm not buying your ticket, but I'll buy your beer. When asked how many beers he would pay for, the coach said, all of them.
Excellent.
Wow.
He said, I don't care if you're watching the Oregon and Oregon State game. Watch them on your phone, buy your ticket, and come to the game. I think you'll like what you see.
I'll be drinking a beer inside the stadium in Kansas Saturday because they're allowed. They sell beer there because they're cool in the stadium.
But the coach ain't buying you a beer.
No, he's not. I have to pony me up for my own beer. But I should get a lot of beer for the tuition I'm paying.
You should at least get one.
At least get one.
Don't they need the butts in the seats too?
You paid what? Yeah, they do okay, but not they're not packed, obviously.
Not so loud.
No, this could cause this guy a lot of money.
No. Yeah. But I like the idea.
I'm guessing it won't. Nobody goes to those games.
No.
See, and that's the thing.
Yeah.
He's trying to get anybody to go. Well, he's in Portland. Both Oregon and Oregon State are playing at home that day.
Yeah, they're screwed. They're screwed.
So,
is that 1AA, basically? FCS, whatever they call it?
It might even be D2. No, it's got to be 1AA because they played Washington State last week, okay, and they can't play D2 teams. So.
That's a pretty small football stadium.
Division
7,600 people.
Division 1 FCS.
Huh.
Stadium holds 7,600 people.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll give you an indication of how popular they are.
Yeah, they're going to be taking on Western Oregon this weekend.
Oh, there's a Western Oregon. Yeah.
Throw the record book, guys.
Yep.
When Portland State plays Western Oregon.
Oh, there's a record book?
Yeah, it says 0-2.
You lived in Portland, Todd. Did you go to any Portland State games?
I did not. And they were good. They were D2 at the time.
I remember them being
there,
D2, yeah.
And they made it to the national championship. And no, I never went to any Portland State games because Oregon and Oregon State were just down the road.
A lot of smaller schools. Well, a lot of smaller schools have trouble because people are either watching games on TV or at their, yeah.
Well, Portland's not a big football town.
No.
It looks like 87-88 both years. That back to back, they were in the national championship game. Okay. Lost them both, but
hey, beer, man! I think all stadiums should sell beer. It's ridiculous.
It really is.
They haven't yet at Penn State, and they should. Lincoln definitely should.
Well, not selling beer in the stadium just leads to a lot more people stumbling into the stadium.
Yeah, or leaving.
Yeah.
Just a freaking beer, man. They would have had beer sales at Garth Brooks, right?
Yeah. Yes. They weren't prepared for those.
They
but
weren't
they
prepared.
Had,
they didn't
they
do
have
it right.
The capability of distributing beer inside the stadium. It can be done.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Shannon Doherty.
I remember I was at the Penn State game a couple years ago, and it was freezing ass cold. and Todd was at Arizona State, and it was really nice. It was like a November game, and I was freezing, like the coldest I've ever been at a Penn State game, and that's pretty cold. And, of course, they don't sell beer inside, and Todd sent me, I had to take my gloves off to look at my phone, how cold it was.
I get the
phone going. I see Todd standing there in the sunlight with a Coors Light watching the game.
Shirtless?
Oh, yeah.
Basking in the sun?
I had 7 layers on. I mean, I was so freaking cold.
No, I just think I showed him the beer and then the lack of crowd behind me.
It didn't matter.
Arizona State leads the league in non-sellouts, consecutive non-sellouts. Yeah, I was thinking about going to the game this weekend, but then... First of all, it seemed kind of COVID-y.
Which game?
Arizona State.
Oh, when you were down there.
Yeah,
okay,
when I was down there, they were home. They played UNLV.
Yeah.
And then my son and I decided, well, we really don't want to spend 10 hours out in 105 degrees.
Oh, is that hot?
Yeah.
It's still hot.
And it doesn't cool off much at night.
All right. I thought it did in the desert.
Not in September yet, I guess.
Not now. No. Because they cut to the student section, and they all look, I'm sure they were
miserable.
Drinking.
Well, yeah,
they were drinking all day, too.
And they're
hot.
And they can handle it
and
that
miserable.
Age.
Right. And they had just scored a touchdown, and there was just a...
they win that game?
Everybody was looking. There was no reaction out of the student section after they scored a touchdown.
Are they 2 or 3-0?
They're 2-0.
Okay.
And they won like 37-10, but it wasn't in impressive fashion.
Whatever. It's better than losing. Ask Nick about his team this weekend. They got Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's going to be rough.
Yeah. Who the Hogs got?
They have got, I forget.
Right.
Coming off the big win. Snow, who's next?
Yeah. We just beat Texas. You're all high. Yeah. You're high on your Hogs, and I don't know who
they're playing. They're not going to make it.
Look it up. Who they're playing.
I expect them to lose the next game.
Penn State's got Auburn. That should be a good game.
The one thing I liked about watching the Arizona State football game in Phoenix is didn't have to stay up till 10 o'clock.
Oh, I bet so.
That's
right.
Yeah, they have BYU.
It's because you're a voyeur. Is that what you said?
Yeah. It could be rough. They got BYU this weekend.
Who's Arkansas got?
They are at home for Georgia Southern.
Oh, you'll win that.
Oh, good.
You'll win that.
3 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
It might be a letdown game for them.
It might be. Might be.
Hey, you got game day at your game, Mike.
Yeah, Penn State's game day, I'll be at
the whiteout.
I'll be in Kansas watching,
what's that like?
Watching Baylor.
You wanted to get as far away from game day as possible? So you go to Kansas.
Well, the game day's at Penn State this year.
Well, no, that would be like the last place.
Oh, they ain't going there.
They were looking at...
Game day ain't going to Kansas.
65 choices of game day, and Kansas is number 64.
I think it was two. I think it was two. It was either Lawrence or State College.
Yeah, State College.
Is it a conference game?
Who?
Kansas.
Yeah, they got Baylor.
Baylor.
Oh. Yeah.
Any good?
Baylor will beat Kansas. Yeah, I'm sure they will.
What do we see here? Literally, it's like a 17-point line for Baylor.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I'd stay away from that.
It's better than 23.
They're serving beer. That's all I care about. What are you talking about?
I'm still taking Oklahoma to cover, and I'm not even hesitating.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah, I'd stay away from that one. That number scares me.
All right.
Anytime you look at a number and you don't think it's big enough, they know something's up.
They think the Huskers are eventually.
What if you think it's just about right?
It's a pretty big number.
They did a thing. A friend of ours was taping Feinbaum on TV yesterday for Get Up, and he listed 4 programs that used to be great: USC, Texas, Nebraska. What was the other program? Damn it! And he said, which one of these schools do you think is closer to being we'll eventually get into a playoff situation if there's only 4 teams? First two guys picked USC. Feinbaum gets on before he picks his. He says, I don't think Nebraska's ever going to have a winning season again.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah. And
throwing that in there.
I know. He threw that in there. Exactly. And this is a hater, the guy, buddy of ours, that does this on his social media. And they just, he's living rent-free. Nebraska's living rent-free and find Bomb's head. I said, no.
I think it's the other way around. I think he does that just to piss off Nebraska fans.
He does it on purpose.
Hey, he knows they're easily triggered, so he just lobs that
they
out
are
there.
All the time he does.
By the way, Craig, 23.5-point favorites the Hogs are.
Ooh. And Baylor's up to 18 now.
Stay away from that. Yeah.
I don't see a good bet anywhere right there, but I will take Oklahoma.
Not even hesitating.
Giving up the points. If I have a choice, gun to head, I'm picking the one over the other, obviously.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Shannon Doherty.
Uh-oh.
You know, she's
still
got
alive?
The stage
Tyler's,
4 breast cancer.
Tyler's
yeah, she's still with us.
It's just waiting for that.
She was on a virtual panel for her upcoming Lifetime movie called List of a Lifetime. The movie centers around a woman who's been diagnosed with breast cancer. She says she has a responsibility. She feels like she has a responsibility to talk about cancer and perhaps educate people and let people know that people with stage 4 cancer really are very much alive and very active. She said she doesn't complain. She doesn't really talk about it. It's just part of her life at this point. Now, she says List of a Lifetime has to do with a bucket list after a breast cancer diagnosis, so she fits right into that. She says as to whether she personally has a bucket list, she says it's probably just odd in her particular situation.
Because done it all?
No, it means that to her, that means she's trying to check things off before her time runs out.
I know. The term, I always hated
for
the term.
Her, she's saying, no, I'm going to be the longest living person ever with cancer. I'm not looking for my time to run out.
Good for her. Because except for Tyler's Tubworth,
it's bad news for him. Good
he's
news
just
for
waiting,
her.
Man.
Yeah. So not dying is on her bucket list.
Living. Yeah. She says the only thing on her list is living. On her bucket list is living.
Did you have a stage, Craig?
Yeah.
Was it 2?
Okay. This is an odd thing. The first time I was diagnosed, I was diagnosed with stage 4.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
However, since then, they have reclassified the stages, and if I would have been reclassified, I would have only been a 2 or something.
Well, that's the hell of a big difference, because the word stage 4 had to scare the hell out of you.
Momentarily.
You told us it was stage 4 at the time. We were scared.
Momentarily.
Right.
Yeah. So, Shannon says, everybody's terminal.
True.
She says, I might live a lot longer than somebody who's perfectly healthy. You have no idea.
Oh, she will. Yeah.
She says, you get written off so quickly, even though you're vital and healthy and happy and wanting to go out there and work.
Don't let her know that she's one, the only name for some guy to hit 10 on our list.
Or let her know. Maybe she just wants to stick it up Tyler's Tupperware turd's ass.
Denying him the perfect game.
Yeah. Where it came from, by the way. Go back to where you came
Shove
from.
Shove it right back.
Tyler's Tupperware turd.
Yeah, but his ultimate response there is to just put her on the next year's list and keep it going. Because eventually he will win that.
Yeah, but he's not going to get 10.
No.
This is going to take away from his 10 list.
But he'll get the hit eventually if he sticks with the bit.
Yeah.
There's something to getting the 10.
Unless something happens to him in the meantime.
Right.
Okay, there's that. I didn't take that dark-ass angle.
I think the guy's sitting in a dark room right now listening to the radio, twisting his thumbs. Yeah, she's going to live forever, right.
I think he's pooping into Tupperware.
Excellent. Yeah, I think that guy's an excellent guy. Or a girl. We don't know who this person is.
Shifty-eyed sumbitch.
Yeah. Shift.
Unfortunately, I stand with my earlier prediction.
What? You think he's going to get 10?
Yeah, because he's from the future.
Yeah.
Mm. He predicted it late, though, right? In, like, December?
Oh, yeah. Like, probably December 31st.
I don't know. She's speaking up right now. She sounds pretty healthy.
Yeah, she's on a panel. She just did a movie.
Right.
Good for her. Yeah. I'm cheering for her.
Absolutely.
Bad for the turd.
Cancer's tricky, man. You never know.
Yeah. Well, I think that shows how people handle it differently, because she felt the responsibility to speak out because people are written off if they're diagnosed with that. That's why Norm McDonald didn't say anything, because he didn't want people to view him.
Right.
And is it weird that I'm both rooting for him to get 10 hits and for her to keep living? Like
you can't have both ways.
I know. I can't have both ways, but I'm I hear what she says, and that's cool, but I also kind of want to see us get a 10-hit list.
I want a 10-hitter, too, but I want a guy that has seven to pass this dude at the end and get three.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't want to piss off the turd, man. He sounds brutal, man. So now I think about it. If he's listening, turd, go for it. Get 10.
Well, I think that's kind of different, too, because she's young. If it would have been that lady that you mentioned earlier that was like the 99-year-old.
You're right. She's a young actress, and you know she shouldn't. Nobody should die that young.
General Motors is warning some Chevrolet Bolt owners. You know, that's their electronic, their electric vehicle.
Yeah, I thought you said Bolt.
Yeah.
B-O-L-T, like a lightning bolt.
Not the Volt?
It's called the Bolt.
Yeah. I think there is a Volt.
There's
out
a
there.
Volt, too.
Yeah. This says Bolt, and maybe it is the Volt.
It
I
might be
know.
Volt. I think it's called Volt. Because Bolt sounds like something that just falls off a Volt.
No, the Bolt, it's a new one. It's an electric vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's a Volt, too, isn't there?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Are they both Chevys?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's confusing.
The Volt is just a really small car. The Bolt is a really small car that's only electric.
I think I've seen that.
GM is warning some Chevrolet Bolt owners to keep their cars parked away from other vehicles to reduce the risk of fire. The car company has already recalled more than 140,000 of their Bolt EVs made in the last 5 years because of batteries spontaneously going up in flames.
How about Chevy fix that? Because you can't decide where you park. People park around you.
Yeah, or in your own garage.
Right, a lot of people like to park in their garage.
So now they're issuing the warning to reduce the risk of a possible blaze spreading to other cars and trucks, and I guess your house, too.
No, you better take it to the park about a block and a half away from your house and park. Jesus.
Or any parking lot you're going to go to. People are going to park around you.
Or any neighbor you hate. Right. Park it at their house.
You say they've been working with their partners to correct the battery issues, but in the meantime, just don't park there.
Yeah, how about you not sell the car until you got your battery issues worked out?
They need to stop.
Great idea.
Horrible.
Perfect. All right. Sorry, turd.
Hey, you don't have to pay for gas.
I want to say I'm sorry to the turd. He scares me.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.